News Talk 1620 WTAW. William Bounce here from the Bryan Fire Department. What a tremendous response last night over at Shipwreck Grill.
Absolutely. It was great. We can't thank enough all the people that helped out over there, and I'll probably forget somebody, but we want to thank Wade and Mary Beckman of the restaurant, and Chad Hanks of the Crawfish Hole. Shipwreck is, they've always been very supportive of us and of the city, and we just can't thank them enough. I can't thank enough my brother and sister law enforcement officers that came out to help us, the Bryan Police Officers Association and the other law enforcement officers that chipped in, and all the other volunteers that came up and helped, and it just made for a great, great event.
In case you missed it, and go to our sister station's website at candy95.com. I've got one picture on our website at WTAW.com that pretty well sums up how busy it was last night, and everybody seemed to have a good time.
Everybody did. We were there early. My daughter happens to love crawfish, so we were there for a little while, and then we had also a church thing we needed to be at, so we had to split our time last night, so I didn't get to stay there as late as I would have liked, but it was a great turnout, fantastic turnout, and I'm very pleased.
Had the news stories today. We'll continue it tomorrow. It's now posted online. Downtown Bryan Association has some things scheduled for tomorrow night we need to repeat.
Right. Downtown Bryan Association's doing a memorial service, supposed to start around 6:30, I believe. We will have a table out there selling the memorial shirts. I believe that's going to get set up around 4:35, and we're hoping to keep it open till about 9, as long as we have people coming by, and that'll be around 500 North Main. So please come by there if you'd like to get a memorial t-shirt. They're really nice t-shirts. Also, if you can't make it there for that, we are going to have some other events, so make sure and listen to 1620, 1510, and there will be updates on other fundraisers we're going to participate with, and we'll be selling shirts then. Or you can go to protectbfd.org, which is our website. You can buy them online, or you can, if you have other questions, there are contacts listed there. We're trying to avoid selling them out of the fire stations. Also, the company that was gracious enough to print all of these, we're trying to not inundate them by selling them there. They're making them for us. They're wonderful people. And we're trying to sell them at these other events. So if you need, again, that's protectbfd.org, and you can buy them online, or we'll be giving 1620 and 1510 some more information on other events if you can't make it tomorrow night.
How are Rick and Mitch doing in Galveston?
Rick and Mitch are doing very well. We've got members of the FD have been going down almost daily and visiting with them. They have had some surgeries recently and have come through them well. Understand they're pretty severe burns. Although the prognosis is good, it may take several months for their recoveries, and so they need continued prayers for their recovery and for their families and for the families of Greg and Eric.
Visiting with William Bounce, the Bryan Fire Department on the WTAW, still have a couple of minutes to go, and I want to go back a second. Talking to Renee Lawrence at Downtown Bryan Association. Chief McGregor will be among the speakers tomorrow night, too. So we have all that information in our web story, along with some other things that are going to be part of this memorial service and another opportunity. And as Renee mentioned, if you didn't get a chance to go to any of the services last week, tomorrow's a good opportunity to show your support.
That's right. And Chief McGregor's been a rock throughout this whole thing. He's very concerned about all of the firefighters and the families, and he will be speaking there, and it will be a good opportunity to come to memorial service if you didn't make it last week.
Let's wrap up with a brief bit of business, and that deals with the current weather conditions. We've been going through not a whole lot of moisture, and the winds have, oddly enough, picked up too, and those are two things that don't bode well as far as fire conditions.
Well, it was interesting that you mentioned that it had slowed down to be seen between 6 and 20 at the moment. The interesting thing about that is that state rules call for it for you to only burn when it's between 6 miles per hour and 23 miles per hour. So until it came down a little bit, we had too high of winds for you to burn according to the state rules and regulations. But that wind is drying up the tops of our grass very quickly. As I was driving up here, I noticed as I was looking at the bar ditches that there's a lot of brown on top of that little bit of green on the bottom. And with the wind being up and the amount of dead trees, I don't know how many elms you have in your yard, but most of mine are dead. Dutch elm disease pretty much killed what the drought didn't.
Well, and I was going to bring up the drought is probably still having an ongoing impact, even though it allegedly ended already.
Well, that's true. From what the arborists say and horticulturalists say, that it can take a pretty good period of time before all the effects of a drought will show up on trees and heavier shrubs. So we're going to have a lot of things dying and a lot of dead and vegetation and so on around here for a while. So you have to be really, really careful.
Well, as always, appreciate the visit.
Well, thank you.
See you in a couple of weeks. William Bowes, the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.